Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
It's bonus content on the Food Court with Richard Blaze. Bonus content. That was fun. These are hot takes just like we did. It's called Snack Attack. Okay, real quick, Josh, Takis or Cheetos?
Takis or Cheetos? Cheetos.
Ophira?
I don't know what Takis are.
Neither do I. What is a Taki?
Oh my God. They're like rolled corn chips that are spicy.
Oh, there you go.
That sounds great.
Are they like Bugles?
They're like almost a Dorito, but it's rolled into a tight circle.
What about regular Cheetos versus Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
Oh, Flamin' Hot.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's a better... To have them occasionally, which is the only way to eat a Cheeto as an adult, you got to go Flamin' Hot.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it is scary. When you open up the cupboard, it's only Cheetos.
You're like, oh, how am I living wrong?
Listen, there's a cooking show in that right there. Sunflower seeds or cocktail peanuts? It's like a baseball
Are they
question.
In the shell?
They're in the shell. Both of them.
Ooh, okay. I like deshelling a peanut. I think that's like a fun motor activity. I don't love a in-the-shell sunflower seed because you got to bite it and spit it out.
Oh, okay. Okay. Fair enough.
Well, yeah, then what about... I mean, I think I'm going to have to go with peanuts too because the sunflower ratio of enjoyment to work is very low. Very, very low.
Mm. Okay, chicken wings then. Drumsticks or flats?
Drumsticks.
Ooh.
I don't, you know, I'm agnostic. Every time I try to think about it, I just think about how much I love the experience of any chicken wing. And I think the similarities of drums versus flats bridge that gap more than I feel the divisions between them.
I love that. I'm a big chicken wing fan. I'm a big chicken wing and hotel fan because then you could use bath towels as wet wipes.
And the curtains. You know, you can use the curtains. You could every
bed,
single
really.
Piece of material is there for you.
It's all anything you can get wet is a wet nap in a hotel.
That's what I'm saying. But Josh, I'm surprised. I thought you for sure with the peanuts, with the tangible aspect, I thought you were going to say flats.
Because I do like that experience of the flats, but I also like with the drums, they're all out. It's all out there for you.
All right. So. Yeah. Triscuits or Wheat Thins?
Wheat Thins.
Triscuits.
Wow. There we go.
Yeah.
I understand.
Ophira,
that was an impassioned.
They're both really good.
They're both really good.
Yeah.
But I like Triscuit with a thing on it.
Yeah, that's so good.
I can just eat Wheat Thins out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, well, I respect that answer right there. There is something
and I
about...
think. Oh, sorry.
No. Go.
I was going to say the texture of a Wheat Thin, you can really pound them out of the box. A Triscuit, it at a point, like you were saying, it does start to get like eating wicker.
You got to put something on it. Exactly. But there's something about that just it'll tell you the type of household I grew up in. But Triscuits are fancy to me.
Totally.
Oh, sure.
They are fancy.
You put those up for company.
You get a little cheese whiz out and you do a little rosette.
Mm.
on a Triscuit. That's like how my mom partied.
You're talking my language. Yeah. It is, but yeah, after about 12 of them, you're like, I should do laundry.
Yeah.
You're like, have I been eating horse hair? What's going on here?
String cheese or baby bells?
Oh. Baby bells.
Again, for the tactile experience, I think the baby bell cheese is delicious, but the peel and that string cheese, that's a good snack right there.
I've only had string cheese recently because of a kid in my life, meaning I have a child. That's like the most awkward thing, the way to say it.
I met this kid. We've been hanging out.
I don't have a lot of friends. And so the string cheese is good, but as I eat it, I'm always like, is this cheese? Right.
It's a string. Yeah, it's more string than cheese.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretzel sticks or traditionally shaped pretzels?
Traditionally shaped pretzels.
Yeah, trad pretzels.
All right.
I'll tell you why. Old school. I'll tell you. I'm going to say something that sounds vaguely sexual, and I don't mean it to be, but I like putting the whole pretzel in my mouth and then using my tongue to lick off the salt in between all the curves.
Wow. That is a deep dive into how to enjoy a pretzel. And I'm here for it.
Yeah. Holds more dip.
Totally.
There's more dip retention, I think.
Ah, but with a stick or a rod, you can double dip. No.
I mean, not in.
You can turn it
only
over
when you're home alone. Right, I know the flip and dip. And look, I think if it's me and my wife, I'll flip and dip. But if it's with any other company, I'm not putting it in a second time. Not, again, not to sound sexual.
Kit Kats or Snickers?
Kit Kats.
Snickers.
Okay, all right. Street pretzels or street hot dog?
Street hot dogs, but I'm very specific.
Wait, what? Tell me your, please, give me your specificities.
You know, it's just how you dress it. I think a street dog, I like it when they pull it out of that lukewarm toilet water. I like it. And then I don't even mind the weird bun, but
I like the bun.
I want that sauerkraut that is in like a pencil case that they have on the side. I love
only,
it.
Only someone who likes hot coffee would also like hot dog water.
I go street dog over a street pretzel. I like a soft pretzel, but it's such a, it's, you're eating a, it's like a loaf of bread all twisted
so
up.
True. Right? If like they had to put the calories like they do on stuff, it would be like 50,000. You'd be like, what?
Yeah, you're like, did I just, this is, it's like so calorically dense. It's like they would send them to you like at war, where you're like, you eat a pretzel, your street pretzel, you're good for the week.
All right, last one, the fast food debate, Burger King or McDonald's?
I can't answer this because I haven't eaten at either of these establishments in, I don't know.
What?
Yeah.
You're such New Yorkers.
I know. It's I like the occasional, like every couple of years, and it's been less lately because I've been more in the city and less on the road, but I do like that drive in after a gig and you're like, I didn't eat yet, and then you see the one McDonald's and you're like, hey, it's the only port in a storm, and you get like the two little cheeseburgers, and yeah, I have an affection for that. I grew up close to a Burger King, so my friends and I would go on like half days from school for lunch. Yeah. But I think as an adult, it's got to be McDonald's.
I'm okay, so upset. Yeah, go, Fury, please.
I was just going to say, I guess I'll just go with the childhood thing, which is I was obsessed with McDonald's, and I took ballet as a kid, and I won this competition, and my mother said, I'll buy you, I was, you know, a teenager, I was like pre-teenager at that point, and she said, I'll buy you whatever you want, what would you like? And I said, 12 McNuggets.
Aww. That was before, yeah. Maybe, I don't know, but that could have been before they even had a 20 piece. Like, that's a big call.
Yeah, and at the time, you could get all the dips. There was no, like, which two do you want? All of them.
Yeah. Dip me up.
I love it.
The full boat.
All right, last up, because you're both in New York.
Let it ride.
I'm going to give you a New York hot take here. Toasted bagel or non-toasted bagel?
Well, if you're toasting it, it's not a good bagel.
It's not fresh, certainly.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I go, yeah.
You're at a bagel shop. You're at a good, legit bagel shop.
Not toasted,
no,
for
not
sure.
Toasted.
Yeah,
no,
slam
no,
dunk.
No. What's wrong with you?
What kind of rube do you think I am?
I lost my native New Yorker card on that question right there.
Lenders bagel out of the freezer.
Yeah, what are you, new?
We had a super regional debate Chris Gethard did egg and cheese. Do you believe an egg and cheese can be anything? Or does it have to be eggs and like American cheese on a roll?
Does it have to be on a roll? Or can an egg and cheese
in like with American cheese? Or can it be like any combination of eggs, cheese, and bread?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've only ever ordered egg and a cheese in New York. I feel like I don't know. Could I order that anywhere else? I feel like anywhere else they would just look at me and be
like. And it's got to be on a poppy seed roll, right?
Yeah, it's got to be exactly that combination.
I think when you order it, that's what you're ordering. I've been to places where they're like, breakfast sandwich with egg and cheese and sausage on a brioche. And it's like, yeah, that's good too. But I think when you order an egg and cheese, it's that roll, eggs. You could get them, you know, fried or scrambled. And then like a slice of American cheese. Like that's the default. God, what's the name of the Fisher-Price version of it that you get version? And you're like, that's what it is. That's the prototype.
Oh, I love that.
I'm going to just say that Richard chose the other one.
It's about the debate, not about the time. Remember,
teach
it's not about
the
my
controversy.
That's right. We're learning.
Gethard was saying his wife will be like, get me an egg and cheese with Swiss cheese on a croissant. And then he's like horrified when he has to tell the bodega guy. And I was like, fair. I would be really embarrassed.
My husband and I still have this little fight every once in a while where he was like, let's order in Chinese food. What do you want? Chicken and broccoli? And I was like, can I get squid and black bean? And he was like, he literally yelled to me and said, why can't you just order chicken and broccoli like everybody else? Oh, yeah. So now he always says that, like, oh, give a menu to Ophira. She'll find the squid. He's like, you'll find the squid
find
of everything.
Squid.
I love it. Awesome. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
If there's anything you ever need, please don't hesitate to reach out.
Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. Great meeting you. Thanks, Josh. Thanks, Crystal.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.